Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I don't know how long we have to continue to do this. And at what point do we just not care anymore? Because every time I see it, it's clickbait because I click because I want to know.
What are we talking about here?
So David Chase, he was the creator of The Sopranos, right?
All right.
And one of the famous endings of all time was when that Tony Soprano is sitting at that diner.
The diner scene, yes.
Meadow comes in and then everything, you know, you got the Journey song, Still Believing, playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And Don't Stop Believing. And then all of a sudden, everything is fades to black. Did he die? Did he not die? What happened at that exact moment?
I mean, I'd like to think that he got his steak and eggs.
Well, so he did another interview, asked like point blank, like confirm it or not confirm it. Is Tony dead? And like at this point, like, does it even matter? And he again answered but didn't answer. So he said Tony dies, but he didn't want fans to see him face down in a bowl of linguine because he felt like it was heartless for the fans to want that because he wanted people to root for Tony, even though he was a bad guy. I found that like an interesting thing to say. It's like you didn't want to show him on the screen in his final demise because you thought that that was too harsh after the entire series is harsh.
Yeah. I like things when they're just open to the artistic interpretation, right? So it's like a book. I mean, sometimes there's a cliffhanger and you don't know. And it's all about, you know, what you imagine for that person. Now, on the other hand, there are people definitely on the other side of that. My wife hates it if everything isn't tied up at the end of a movie.
Oh, me too.
Or a show. She wants everything resolved. She wants to know how everybody else went about living the rest of their lives.
I'm the same way because I like closure. I like that there was a definitive end. Do you want to know what I do that would absolutely make you crazy? If I'm watching something or I'm reading a book that I'm really into, I'll go and read the end.
Oh, come on.
And I'll go back and then I'll start from the beginning.
Why would
I need
you
to
do
know
that?
What happened. I don't know. I don't know why I do it.
That
it's
is
embarrassing.
Deranged.
I know, but I do it every single time.
I mean, you ruined the whole process of doing it.
I did it for Cobra Kai. I did it for a book.
Well, Cobra Kai's not over. They keep doing other seasons.
Yeah, but I always watch the last episode.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's terrible.
I don't know what my problem is. So I don't know why this guy just won't tell us whether or not Tony Soprano's dead.
I mean, he did tell you there. He's dead.
I guess.
For you, that's a good enough answer, right? You wanted closure. You got it.
It would have been nice to see his face in a linguine.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Well, if that's what you wanted, that's why this argument will go on forever.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. What's new and exciting?
Just trying to decorate our basement, Anna.
Yeah, so I heard you had success. You finally found a new couch.
We did.
When Raven goes couch shopping, is he that guy that has to sit on every single one? Like he walks around and he sits and then he's got to move like his bottom from side to side to like sink in and then gets up and goes to another one? Or is he just like walk by it?
Oh, we both do that.
You sit?
Of course you sit. I mean, how are you going to know if it's comfortable if you don't? Do you not sit? Do you just look at it and go, okay?
Well, it has to be a final. Fine. Like, it has to be like in my top three for me to go to the sit test.
You won't sit if it's less than top three?
No. Why am I going to waste my time sitting on a couch that I know that I'm not going to buy?
Remember, I mean, this is a long ago, so I'm not sure if you recall, Anna, but it was closer to the time when you and I first met. Alicia and I had to go out and buy a new mattress.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, I swear, every mattress store in the state. I mean, and I'm talking every different chain place. I believe we even went to a factory. It was straight insanity. We laid down on every single one of those beds.
It's weird.
And it's stressful. Once we got the mattress, we spent 2 months looking for pillows.
Okay.
We went back to all the same stores because we couldn't compare before because now we were on a different surface.
Think about if everybody laid on those mattresses to test them out all the time, how disgusting that would be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, no. We bathed in filth. Yes. Yeah. And it wasn't much better at the sofa place.
When you were looking for the pillows, which strikes me as even more disgusting, did you also put your head on all these pillows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
Face first and back first.
What?
Yeah. And my wife won't share a water with me, but she'll do that inside IKEA.
You guys are weird.
Well, you know, we like what we like.
We did find a sofa.
We did, but here's the thing. I was so excited that we were actually, we can't have like a sectional or anything with a chaise in that area. So I was so excited that we were going to have a couch that was one piece. No, that is not what happened. We ended up taking a massive sectional and getting the two end pieces and squeezing those together and making a sofa.
Hey, supply chain problems aside, like this is the couch we got. Mm-hmm. It was available. Yep. They're even going to deliver it. Done deal as far as I'm concerned.
I can't wait for you to try to return this couch. I can't wait.
Don't you say it out loud. Don't you even do it.
I mean, you return Christmas trees, you return couches, you return all kinds of random things. I can't wait for you to return this again. And the excuse that you're going to give me when you do it, I can't wait to hear what it is.
Just the thought of that actually coming to fruition makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that it's not happening.
We don't have time to return a couch because we have to move on to bar stools. And what a nightmare that is.
And oh my gosh.
Why are bar stools so expensive?
Oh my gosh, you're going to have to sit on 70,000 bar stools.
I've been doing it. It's like you were there with us.
Yeah. All right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I want to give him a B, Anna. We agreed on the same couch, and we only yelled at each other once, I think, in that shopping trip. So that was good.
Yeah, good.
I mean, I followed her into every mock living room setup and sat down on every single one of them. And when she crushed my dreams about power recliners, I walked away, I regrouped, and I came back, and we found the right one.
And then you sat on every one of those two.
Well, then on the
you
way home,
tantrum,
I heard about all how we need to replace the throw pillows with some bougie faux fur ones. You know, they're going to be fancy, like zebra striped or something.
I can't imagine how many zebras you're going to have to ride to find the perfect zebra stripe.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. If you're already complaining about daylight savings on all social media, that's all I need to know about you. I just don't understand why people complain. It's not like anything changes. I actually read this stat this morning, Raven, that it's like the one thing that Republicans and Democrats agree on. Like 65%.
So then you know it's a problem.
Right,
like, I'm sorry.
Wait,
then you know it's a problem.
On. Wait, but everybody agrees and you still can't fix it? Like, doesn't seem good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you live in a region where it gets darker for a better portion of the day than it does, you know, different times of the year, it can be a bummer. Seasonal depression, all that stuff, it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you combine that with colder temperatures or gray skies or whatever, and it's a bummer. Whatever they got to do to move the clocks back and forth to make that better. I guess you and I, we wake up, you know, at times where most people are still in bed for most people anyway. So it gets odd for us either way, you know.
Whatever.
It doesn't really affect me. I have to go to work every day anyway.
True.
Right? You know, I mean, I got to wake up. I got to go to work. I got to eat my meals. I got to do the things that I got to do to survive regardless.
I never understand why people take to social media to complain about things like this. Like, do you think that the president is going to read your tweet?
Yep.
And it's going to be like, you know what? Let's do something about
this.
The
other people in the neighborhood are going to light their torches and you're all going to march at once and get something changed.
Mm.
It's doubtful, if you ask me.
Yeah.
If you you blow all the debris from your yard into the street, that's all I need to know about you. I don't care if you're cutting grass or you're trimming the hedges or you're doing leaves or whatever. Like, it's just a mess, you know? Like, I mean, what is it that tells you that you can put all yours in the middle of the road instead of at the end of your driveway or wherever it's supposed to be, like everybody else of your neighbors?
If you don't listen to the show with any regularity, I just want you to know that Raven has complained about this on average once a week for the last 6 months.
I'm just saying is like, you know, there's a lot of debris that comes into my yard. It's not even my debris and I put it in the right place. Mm-hmm. I don't just blow it into the street. Everybody else, it's like it's free for all out there. It's just a mess. You know, when I lived in Vegas, I had a yard that was made of rocks.
Yeah.
It was the happiest I ever was in my life.
Good. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, so if I make a doctor's appointment, I show up on time to the appointment, and then the doctor doesn't see me for, like,
an hour after the scheduled appointment. Yeah, that's all I need to know about you and your office. Thank you very much.
I can't stand this, but it seems like every time I go to the doctor, it's exactly that.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
I cannot stand it. Like, and you'll send me 7 reminders the week before. You'll have the receptionist call. You'll have the computer call. You'll send me text messages.
Yeah,
and I'll be there 15 minutes before and mad at myself already. You hand me the same ridiculous iPad fill out test or the pen and paper to fill out the same 10 questions I fill out every time I walk in the office. And I feel like I was there yesterday. And then I wait there for an hour. And then you come in and the appointment's over in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we could complain all we want. That's never going to change.
Never going to change. It's actually just going to get worse.
Yeah,
it's just going to get worse.
You don't think there are any doctors out there that are like actually on time?
No.
What?
My last like 6 doctors, I swear to you, moved out of the state.
To get away from you. terrible.
All my doctors are leaving. It's a true story. Listen, I never got fired by my doctor. They moved away. Anna got fired by a doctor.
I did. It was terrible. Very hurtful.
Oh, my God.
They were like, ma'am, you're not allowed here anymore.
They didn't say that. They said that they had nothing to do to help me anymore. It's different.
I mean, they gave up on medicine. Went against their oath and everything.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I just realized this week that I don't know if I'm the only one that does this. People have to do this, too. Do you have an exit strategy when you leave, like, a concert or a show?
Oh, definitely. 100%. I used to not. You know, when you first start going to concerts and you love concerts and you're like, this is the best, yes. But, you know, once you've seen a certain number of concerts, which obviously in the business that we're in, you see a lot of them. Once you see enough, then you're like, I want to get out of here before traffic.
Always.
I want to get out of here before there's a problem where I'm stuck at this light or the guy's trying to sell me that $20 t-shirt in the parking lot. I don't want it, man. I don't want it.
So this week, I took my daughter, my older daughter, Hayden. She's going to be 13. I took her and I took my niece, my two nieces to go see like one of those gymnastics tours, and Simone Biles is starring in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were excited. We were excited to see Simone Biles, right?
Sure.
So we're there and we're having a great time. But I know that after Simone Biles gets off the beam,
that's it. Half the place is leaving.
Well, I know that at that point, there's probably only about 20 to 30 minutes left. So I'm the person that when if I'm going to a concert, I look up the set list. I look up the entire, how long the show is going to run.
Right.
And then on top of that, I always, try to make sure that I know exactly to the minute. So I know that after Simone Biles goes, there's about 20 minutes left of this show.
I mean, it all feels like cheating that they put this information out there now.
Right. Exactly. But it's there. I do it. So as soon as she gets off that beam,
yes,
I say to the girls, let's go.
Let's go.
And they're like, what? And they're having a fantastic time.
Right.
Right. But there's thousands of people here, and I know that it's going to be late, we're going to be sitting in traffic, and I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we walk out, and they're looking around, they're like, Mommy, nobody else is leaving
at this time.
It's just us leaving. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but you're going to be so happy when you're in bed and all these people are sitting in traffic.
I mean, are they, though? Are they?
Well,
the kids don't really care, but we do. I mean, it's not like you were leaving, you know, Foo Fighters or some big concert or whatever, right?
We went to see Foo Fighters, my husband and I, a couple months ago.
And you left the same thing?
I didn't even let him stay to hear his favorite song.
Wow.
Because he wanted to. And I was like, no, we're going to sit in traffic forever. And then I had to give him the ultimatum. If you want to go get pizza and have time to get pizza after this show.
You had to trade.
You had to trade
his dreams.
Right.
For practical things.
And then I wonder, I'm like, am I the only person that does this?
Oh, that's terrible. Listen, I'm the same way. I never stay for an encore whatsoever, right? If I know that the end of the show is coming. I haven't gone so far to do the online research that you can do nowadays.
Yeah.
The fact that they post all this stuff actually kind of kills it for me. But I also do know that there's union rules, right? So I know that a show's got to be over by a certain time or else the stage crew is getting paid more money. And because of how many shows I've been to and worked, I know those things. So when it starts to come up on that time, I'm like, I turn into a pumpkin. Yeah. It's time to go. The carriage is leaving. I'm out of here. Same thing. I don't want to deal with the traffic.
Now, the problem is there something wrong with us? Or is there something wrong with the 20,000 other people sitting in their seats having the best time of their life?
Patience is a virtue, and it's not one that exists within myself.
No, me neither. Why is it trending? Three things that are trending today and why. Number one, Raven, Anna Faris. Why is Anna Faris trending?
Because she's awesome. I love Anna Faris.
Yeah, and you know what? Her fans love her too, but that's not really 100% why she's trending.
Okay.
Her fans have come to her rescue and she hasn't even said a word about it. They just jumped in right for her.
Oh, I love it when they do that. People make assumptions. That always works out well.
Well, kind of. So Chris Pratt is her ex-husband, obviously, and he posted a picture of his new wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger. It's a beautiful picture of the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he captioned it, and he wrote all these nice things about her, and he wrote, she's given me an amazing life and a gorgeous, healthy daughter.
Okay.
Which you don't think anything about it, but they felt like
he has a special needs kid.
He has a special needs
son with Anna Faris.
With
yes.
Anna Faris. Exactly. Yes. So Anna Faris, like, you know, people immediately jumped down his throat and were trying to like say, well, that's not fair. Is that a dig at your ex-wife because you have a special needs son? And I don't think so because like... I mean, he loves his son.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's just saying thank you. I mean, we're blessed. The baby is healthy. Everything is good. I mean, Chris Pratt has been steadfast with his son. I remember that was the biggest contention that they had when they split, him and Anna Faris, right? So, I mean, he does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think it was a poor choice of words, and he probably realizes that in retrospect, but people make mistakes.
People sit around. If you're sitting around just waiting for people to say something that's going to make you mad, then you'll end up spending most of your life pissed off.
The best part about it, though, is that Anna Faris hasn't said a word. Like, she's all over the news about it today. All over.
Because it's not a real thing to her, right? She's like, of course, she knows it. That he loves their son.
All right. Also, why is it trending? The Rock. Raven, why do you think The Rock is trending?
I heard he's making some changes to movie production with his company, right?
Yes, here he is talking about it.
I can't speak for anyone else, but I can tell you without an absence of clarity here that any movie that we have moving forward with $7 Productions, any movie, any television show, we won't use real guns at all. We're going to switch over to rubber guns.
He says he doesn't care how much it costs. He's not going to use real guns on set anymore. And this is obviously because of the whole Alec Baldwin and what happened when the loss of life from the movie Rust.
You know, I mean, we use CGI for so many parts of movies now at this point. I get that cost effectiveness is a concern in any production of anything. Doesn't matter what it is that you're putting together. But at the same time, seems to make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Rock uses a lot of weapons in a lot of the movies that he happens to be featured in. So it'll be interesting to see how that actually translates to the screen.
And also, as a side note, trending last night everywhere was WWE because I guess they fired a whole bunch of wrestlers. They laid them off.
Is it like a plot line?
Is it
something they're doing like on the TV show or it's like a real thing?
No, they legit just fired a bunch of wrestlers because they laid them
off
money-wise.
Odd to me.
Isn't that strange?
Right. Like, I feel like they only get paid when they fight, right?
But then I was looking at the names and I didn't recognize them and I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe
you were like, okay. Right. It's that guy that I don't know that they bring out. He's just like in the regular spandex.
Right.
It's like everybody else has got an awesome outfit and he's like wearing Hunter Green, and you're like, what is that guy doing there?
He doesn't even have a boa or a snake. Get out of here.
Everybody else has got a cool name. That guy's name is like Jim.
Also trending is Wicked. Raven, why do you think Wicked is trending?
They did some casting, right?
Yeah, huge. So Universal is bringing Wicked to the big screen based on the Broadway show. And the big news is that Ariana Grande is going to play Glinda, the Good Witch. But can she fill these shoes?
You're going to be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt your glance.
I feel like the singing part is going to be super easy, but can she act?
I feel like she can. So, you know, I forgot how talented Ariana Grande is until I've been watching The Voice lately.
Okay.
And when I watch her, I go, I forgot that she is a powerhouse.
Mm.
She's got a personality. Her voice is incredible.
Well, don't blow it.
Yeah, I think that's a big shoes to fill, but I think she can do it.
Yeah, it is big.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What'd you do this week to earn your margarita? It doesn't have to be just mamas. It could be dadas, too. And it doesn't matter if your kids have fur or if they're human. You know, it's tough being a parent, and this is your chance to vent. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, this is what it sounded like in my car yesterday. Dakota, what's wrong?
I am older.
What's wrong?
I'm baby sore.
What do you want?
I'm baby sore. I am older, Mommy.
I'm sorry. One more time. What do you want? Baby shark. You're crying because you want baby shark, right?
Okay.
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 She wants Baby Shark on my phone.
Oh, great.
Now, here's the problem when you give her Baby Shark on mommy's phone that she's screaming in the backseat for.
Yeah.
Is that obviously because she's almost three, she barely knows how to, like, use my phone and navigate.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several different
Baby Sharks. So you actually hand her the phone to
yes.
get Baby Shark?
Yes. There are.
I mean, you're driving. I get it.
You stand her. Go ahead. Whatever you got to do. Just make this. Let me survive.
$1,200 mini computer. You just hand it over to your toddler and like, go for it. Right.
Yeah. But there's different Baby Sharks now because as if we don't have enough torture. Right. So there's EDM Baby Shark.
Oh, good.
And she gets mad if it's EDM Baby Shark and she yeah. chooses the wrong one. But then there's also Halloween Baby Shark.
Grandpa Shark. Wow. It's like its whole cottage industry, Baby Shark.
Oh, yeah. No, wait. And then my favorite one, that when she hears this, she screams her head off.
Mm.
It's Jazz, Baby Shark.
Oh. Jazzy day. Jazzy day. Here's the thing. I'm typically so against the jazz, but that was all right. That was a little groovy.
No, I can't. So if she doesn't immediately find the right Baby Shark,
right.
she just goes right back to screaming like, oh, like this, like ready?
Okay.
I hate Jazzy Shark.
No. And then she takes the phone. She throws it on the floor. Oh, just another day. What'd you do this week during your margarita? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
My son is in college, and he was going into the parking garage when a car slammed into him, totaling the car. So from a distance, I had to try to calm him down, walk him through all the insurance stuff and all that stuff that I need a margarita for.
Yeah, that's not fun. A little something to take the edge off after that. A stressful time, no question.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You could have two margaritas.
As long as the claim has already been filed, you're good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, my gosh. My son ran over my toes with his big wheel truck and broke two of them.
Oh, no.
Sounds terrible.
The thing about broken toes is they can't do anything about it.
Just tape them up. Get back in the game, Mom.
Yeah.
Right. Good luck with that.
You know what? Enjoy those margaritas. Put your foot up. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
My sister and her husband are gone away for the weekend, and I volunteered to watch their four kids in my one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, wow.
Are you crazy?
Oh, that's going to be so much fun, though, camping out, watching movies in the family
night
room.
One, the first night, yeah. Yes. The first night. That's going to be fun, right?
You can have all the margaritas you want, but you have to survive it first. You have to get through the weekend.
My
you can
gosh.
Have it like, on Sunday or Monday when they get back.
Right.
What do you regret saying out loud? That thing that you just said it, and the minute after it came out of your mouth, you were like, uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Yesterday around this time, we were talking about I run into a neighbor over the weekend at a party, and I hadn't seen her in quite some time, and she had lost a tremendous bit of weight. And I mean, she was beautiful before, and she's so sweet.
I mean, you've been doing this every time you bring this up.
Because
disclaimer.
Bad.
Just get to the point.
So I said to her, I said, you look incredible. I almost didn't recognize you.
Oh.
And she just got real quiet and then slowly nodded, and my heart broke because I meant it in the best possible way, and I was like, if I could grab those words and shove them back down my throat, I wish I could have.
Yeah, sometimes things just come out, and you know as soon as it happens that it's going to be a bad choice.
Yeah.
There was the time that I told that person that parked in the handicap spot that you look pretty healthy to me as they hopped out of the van.
I have to say, I've known you a long time.
Yep. Seems out of character, right?
One of the dumbest things I've ever heard you say or do.
You know what? They didn't have the license plate. They didn't have the place card. And again, it kind of offended me that people pulled right up in front of a restaurant that was very, very busy. And everybody just hopped out in the greatest of moods and ran in the restaurant. And it struck me as it didn't appear that anybody in that car was unhealthy at all. And the fact was that this wasn't one of these restaurants that had 12 handicap spaces out front. It had two. And the other one was already occupied. And I'm thinking to myself, this was when I was a caretaker for my grandmother. If I had pulled up here with my grandmother right now, where would I park? And my grandmother was one of those types that had the place card but would never use it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I received a lecture about respiratory illness and so forth at that time. And you know what? I should have minded my own business. On the other hand, if I was right, I wouldn't regret it at all.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But sometimes you got to roll those dice.
Sometimes, you take a gamble, and sometimes I'm a gambling man, and I like to win when I gamble. So next time I wouldn't gamble that way. I felt guilty about it for a long time, but I go back and forth still to this day.
No, you should not have said that. You can't question somebody's handicap status.
You're right.
You can't.
You're right. No, you're right. But just get the place card is all I'm saying.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you say out loud that you regret to this day?
Well, I said to one of my coworkers, I met his mom. She came to an event that we had, and I said, wow, that's your mom? You know, I was a little shocked by her, and he took offense at that.
Why? Because she was hot or because she was something
hot mom?
Else?
Well, she looked really young. I was just surprised that
she was so hot.
Mom. She looked right. young. Yeah. Yeah, no, she looked great.
Hot mom. It. Yep.
Yeah. My wife was the hot mom.
My mom was the
hot mom. The kids used to call off the school bus and all that.
Yeah.
And they'd be dropping off her son. Oh, man. Yeah. All Jordan's friends would be like, yeah, I remember you. Whenever I run into them now and they're in their 20s, I'm like, watch it, kid. Watch it.
Yesterday around this time, we were talking about how I said to a neighbor, and I regret it. I said, you look incredible. I almost didn't recognize you. She had lost so much weight. And sometimes you say things and you don't realize how dumb they sound until the words have actually come out of your mouth and you can't reach and grab them and shove them back in, you know?
If you had cut that statement in half, done one part and then the other part even 5-10 minutes later, you would have been all right. But together,
nope.
Not good.
What did you say out loud that you regret? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I asked a woman who was coming into the flower shop I was working at to order her father's cross for his funeral. If she was expecting.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. We've learned this lesson before.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I was so, I don't care now if the head is crowning. I will never ask anyone.
Yeah, it's none of our business. We are not there to know.
Meanwhile, her dad just died.
Right. Yeah, right. Way to compound that.
I ran back there. I let the other girl take the order because I was like devastated. Right.
Yeah.
And you weren't, and you hadn't lost anybody in your family, but right, you were devastated by what you had said. Thank you for
thank
the call.
You.
Yes.
Annie and Raven, what's that thing that you said and you knew immediately it shouldn't have come out your mouth?
We were on a cruise with our best friends, and all of a sudden we noticed that our friend's cousin is on the boat. So we head over to their dinner table, and we're like, oh my gosh, how are you? And I know him, obviously, from knowing them for a long time. Beyond him at the bar was an older lady. And I was like, oh, I'm like, it's so fun to see you. Is that your mom? Nope.
That was his date.
That was his girlfriend.
Nice.
Ah.
To this day, we all laugh through it like halfway, like, is that your mom?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a funny bit forever, is that your mom? Like that. I mean, it
thanks
really
for
is.
The call.
Your mom is so old, she took her driver's test on a dinosaur.
Saving that one. Hey, Anna and Raven, what's the thing that you said out loud you knew immediately you shouldn't have said it?
Oh, gosh. So I was in line at a buffet, and there was a woman in front of me who had just overloaded her plate on just one item, on the penne with the vodka sauce. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of in passing was like, whoa, save this some for the rest of us. And she turned around and gave me the dirtiest look I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, you know what always people stake at the buffet? When there's crab legs at a buffet,
oh yeah,
it's like they go and they take all of them like there's never going to be crab legs again. They ate the right. entire ocean of crab legs.
Well, I mean, if you watch the show, sometimes the crab count is down.
Mm.
And you think that this could be the year, this could be the day, this could be the hour, in fact, when the world actually runs out of crab legs. Penne a la vodka, they're still making more of that.
There's going to be plenty of
yeah, there's
going to
be more.
Yeah.
So,
but she should save
some.
She was
acting like they were the crab legs.
Yeah.
Right.
Like like there was no more penne in the world. She can take all of it and hoard it like toilet paper.
Yeah, but you were hovering. Look at you. You were hovering as well. I mean, so the two of you were not. I'm just saying there was a lot of wrongs here.
Some people take too long, though, at the buffet. Like,
oh,
that
come
line
on.
Is, that line is always long.
Just be patient. You're anxious. That's in your mind.
Oh, it is
like,
true.
You got to breathe.
I'm just so hungry. I can't like, get to
you
it.
Just, you just got to breathe, you know.
Hi, it's Anna Raven. What should you not have said out loud?
I was at this Halloween party, and I had been drinking. And this guy walked in without a costume on, and I said, "What is that, the Harvey Weinstein costume you got there?"
Oh!
Ouch.
He was not thrilled. He was not happy.
Was right. he a creeper, or was he just unattractive?
He was already upset about looking that way, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Who showed up uninvited when you were hosting something, and what did you do? 1-800-330-9999. I have a big Halloween party every year. And because this past year was on a Sunday, it mm-hmm. was like all day long thing. I actually combined it with my toddler Dakota's birthday party, even though her birthday is not for another week.
She's so young. You she had a couple know. People in dinosaur costumes. She wasn't going to know the difference.
Right. It was it was her birthday party. She had a great time.
Right.
But, you know, it's outside. So now I've got this huge bounce house. My house is completely decked out in decorations. My backyard, I have a big graveyard area mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
I have a food truck in my driveway. And, like, it's a party. There's a lot of people there.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, coming down the street, it's, like, neighbors I don't know. And they come on in my, and they, like, come
block
on my
party.
Well, that's what I'm thinking they think. And they just walk right in. The kids get in the bounce house. The mom and dad just go grab a beer out of, like the cooler.
The cooler. Yeah. They didn't even bring their own drinks, and no. they live four doors down.
And then I see, like, the
that's
kids
something.
Going over to the food truck, and they're, like, grabbing a Chipwich from the food truck. And I'm thinking in my head, I go, should I say something? But it's not like they came over and said, hello, this is so nice. They just crashed.
They just crashed.
They just
and
came.
They showed up and they had a great time. Did they assimilate with others? They had to. They blended in with others,
no,
but they didn't talk to you.
They didn't talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah, they kind of just like stayed on their own, and then they stayed like a half hour and they left. And I didn't say a word. And I looked at my husband, Paul, and he like kind of gave me a look. I'm like, I don't know.
Did they think it was a belated housewarming?
I don't even know because like I'm assuming they're neighbors because yeah. they walked up, but they could have parked two blocks down.
Sure.
Like, who knows?
Right, right.
Was,
you don't know.
It was the strangest thing.
Yeah.
It's so weird when people show up uninvited places and you like don't know how to handle it.
My wedding, not as big as yours, but big years ago. It's like 200 people, right? And lots of industry people because I've been working doing this for a long time. Well, you can't invite everybody. You know that. It's the same with every wedding. So there were some people left off the list. Some because you didn't want them there and others just because you're like, no, it's economically not going to happen. I remember we had a person show up in the office, and she was a bit of a strange cat anyways. She was one of those people that she believed like she was a medium, like intuitive.
Yeah.
Right. So she would always come up and ask you, are you all right? And if you said, yeah, I'm great, she'd be like, are you sure? She was one of those.
She would see your dark soul.
I didn't invite her.
Oh.
She came.
Yeah.
She brought her husband.
Good.
And she brought a friend.
What?
Yes. Three people. No dinner order in place for them. I'll never forget the people from catering coming over. They were like, well, we have the meals to accommodate them, sir. What would you like them to have? I was like, ask them. They never told me anything.
Wait, it's so weird. Where do they sit?
Oh, yeah. We put them in. Inevitably, you have other people that don't show up, too. So we had that.
You just got to fill in.
So they just took those seats.
So they sat next to your aunt.
You know, cousin twice removed. You're like, yeah. You're going to go over here with Pete. It's Joe. Well, whatever.
It makes me wonder, like, did they...
They had to plan
thinking?
It. I mean, they were dressed.
Right?
I mean, he wore a suit.
I had a random family just show up at my Halloween party. And they must have thought it was like a block party. Because they were ordering from my food truck. They were like, the kids were like playing with all the activities in the graveyard. They were taking pictures.
I mean, once you had another neighbor come over with a bunch of snakes and people were having a petting zoo thing in front, I think they might have thought it was a public event.
Right. It wasn't. There was a lot of people there, though. Maybe. I just didn't say anything. I didn't know what to do. Have you ever had anybody just show up uninvited to your event? What did you do? Who were they? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, man. So a bunch of, it was a couple of years ago, my holiday party at our building, and they're just about, I would say 10 to 12 people wandered in that we didn't know who they were. It was like wedding crashers, but for a holiday party. And I had to tell them to get out. My coworkers were like, you do it. So, because they were all, you know, drinking, and I was the only one who wasn't half in the bag. So they made me do it.
That could be me and my friends any day of the week.
Mm.
If we were out and there's something going on and our party's over and there's open bar over here, well, we're sliding right in there.
So,
right in there. It's only made more fun if we get kicked out.
Oh, I'm too embarrassed by that. You know, my parents have restaurants. So usually for Christmas, we have it at one of the restaurants. Like the restaurant is closed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for us and our family. And even though we have a giant sign on the door.
Somebody's walking
closed,
in.
every year.
Yep.
Somebody will walk right in and, like, you know, we have all the food out. It's like a big spread. It's like, you know, it's a family party.
So they're going to start eating.
They just take a plate and, like, start helping themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are you? And I'm like, what is wrong with these people? Yeah. Like, who does that? Just walks into a place that they don't know anything and just starts eating.
I went to a party one time at a theater and, you know, we were at a show. We saw the show. And then after, they had these rooms and I didn't know, like, you could rent these rooms. Huge holiday party going on in there. We told them that we were with Nancy from HR.
Oh, good.
We had conversations and then the band playing knew.
Mm.
And they were like giving us shout outs from the stage like we belonged there.
Great.
That's when they figured it out, though.
Yep. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who showed up uninvited?
So for my kid's 5th birthday party, he really wanted one of those giant bounce houses, but we don't have a backyard to fit one. So we rented an area like in the park, had to clear with the city and everything. And everyone's having a good time, but it's close to the playground. And all these other little kids were joining the bounce house. So I had to spend the entire party basically upsetting children and taking them out of the bounce house. And they're screaming and they're crying. Like, it was the worst moment of my life. I'm never doing that again.
You had to be the bouncer at the bounce house.
Right.
You kid, get out of here.
I don't even know if I'd be that much help if I'm the parent, though, right? I mean, it's the park. I'd be like, it's a public space. I'd be like, get off of him.
A lot of our parks rent out the picnic tables.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, I think it's so ridiculous. Like, you put a little sign saying reserved, and right. I have to respect the fact that there's a sign that you made that said reserved on that.
That's ridiculous. They can rent out the tables at a public park.
Absolutely.
Huh? That's strange to me.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who showed up uninvited to your party?
My ex-girlfriend showed up with her new boyfriend at my party.
What?
How do you, like, out of spite? Yeah.
That's terrible.
I don't know what she was thinking, but it was very uncomfortable the entire evening.
I can imagine. Did you ask them to leave or did you just ignore them? Oh my gosh, you're sitting on your couch.
Yeah, I was being very social. I handed them a beer. Here you go, bud. You might need something stronger.
And your friends, meanwhile, wanted to tear his face off and bury him below your deck.
I wonder if he knew where he was going. You know?
No.
Like, we're going
usually
to my ex-boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
Like,
They don't tell him until after it's over, until you're walking down the driveway back out of there.
With a smug smile on her face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Poor guy walked into the wrong eHarmony situation.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Georgia and Ted. Georgia, what's going on?
Yeah, Ted has a buddy who's going into the military, and he asked Ted if we would take his snake while he's gone. And Ted, without consulting me, said yes. And now we have this snake joining our family. And I am like, are you kidding me? Like, no way. Like, we're not taking on a snake. I can't live with a snake. I can't do it.
Ted, hold on. You have to have the snake for the rest of your life? How long do you have to watch the snake for?
Right. This snake is going to be joining you now? You're adopting the snake? Let me understand.
Yeah, well, he's only going to be gone for about 10 weeks. I didn't think it would be that much of a problem. It's not even that big of a snake. It's only about 7 foot long. You keep it in a box.
It's a massive snake.
Our laundry room is perfect for it. That's not a big snake.
A 7 foot snake. Is a massive snake to be in somebody's house. I mean, what are you feeding it? Guinea pigs?
What?
I mean, 7 foot.
Oh, my God.
That's a really big ball python, man.
It's a boa, and you feed it live mice. I've seen it. I've done it a couple of times with him. It's totally harmless. It's actually really fascinating.
I mean, sure, on National Geographic.
Wait, oh my God, I was thinking like a small snake. Well, I mean, I wasn't thinking about
7 foot is taller than most men.
Oh, like, my God.
It's not large. It's really thin. It's really small. Yeah, it's just a baby.
Yeah.
I don't think that's accurate, personally, myself, but.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Like, Ted, I'm not going to be able to go to sleep at night ever again. This is literally like my worst nightmare, like sleeping with a 7 foot snake that's eating live mice while I'm trying to get my beauty rest. Are you kidding me? This is absurd.
Georgia. First of all, the laundry room is very, very far from our bedroom. Secondly, you don't have to feed it daily. You feed it like once every 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
I hate the whole idea. First, I don't like the idea of a snake eating mice. I mean, I feel bad for them. The whole thing is repulsive to me, and we have to find another way to do this. Like, because this is not okay with me. And you can just tell your friend that you didn't talk to me about it. And, you know, I'm allergic to snakes. Tell them I'm allergic to snakes.
Georgia, you know how long I've known Keith. I've known Keith longer than I've known you, and I love you, but he's going to the military.
Oh, my God.
He's a hero, so we have to take his snake.
I mean, 100%.
It's kind of irresponsible of your friend to have, you know, gotten this snake and then went ahead and joined the army and, you know, not figured out a plan for it. How long is he going to be gone, you said?
10 weeks.
I mean, what happens, though, if after basic training he calls you and says, listen, man, I got to go off for other training. I knew I said I was coming back to take care of the snake, but I need you to deal with it. I mean, then what are you going to do? You can't throw the snake out, right? You can't throw it out on the street. That's the snake of a hero. You can't do it.
You can't throw out a 7-foot snake, period. What are you talking about?
Probably not a good idea. You're right.
You know, it's so funny. My neighbors came over for Halloween, and they breed snakes. So they have 70 snakes in their house.
Oh, my gosh.
And the thing that there's that many snakes across the street.
Right. Right. It's a den.
It was nice to, like, see one and exciting and fun.
Right. But then take it away, and I don't want to think it lives over there.
To think that there's a 7-foot one in my laundry room, and I just got to clean my mood. Dons, I don't know how I feel about that.
Right.
But then again, he's a hero. So,
yeah.
You know.
I wonder whose side you're on. Do they have to keep the snake during this time because Ted said it was a good idea for his friend when he asked? Or are you on George's side where this snake cannot stay here? Another arrangement has to be made. We have to find somebody else. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
One of Ted's best buddies is going off to boot camp. About 10 weeks, he'll be gone. And he asked Ted if he would watch their snake. He said, yeah, absolutely. You know, his buddy's a hero. He's going into the military. It's a big deal. And problem is, he didn't tell Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 7-foot boa constrictor. I mean, that's a serious snake. That's not a little tiny snake. I mean, even feeding that is an undertaking. It takes a lot of work to care after a pet. Kind of irresponsible of him to put that on somebody else.
But now Georgia wants him to go back and, like, tell him no. And he's like, well, I already told him yes. Like, now he's got to find somebody else. Like, what do you think? Whose side are you on? It's only temporary. She doesn't even have to clean it. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I'm on hers. That snake's
got to
go.
I don't want, you know, here's the thing. Like, I want to respect all living creatures, and I want to do what's right for the pet. At the same time, like, that's a live thing in your house. You're going to smell it. You're going to be aware of it. It's got to feed and all those things. Like, and it doesn't belong there. Like, you should be in a snake jungle, all right? A snake hangout, someplace where a snake wants to be. He doesn't want to be in my laundry room.
You know, my cousin Angela asked me afterwards. She's like, the bigger concern is my neighbors breed snakes and they have tons at their house. It's not how many snakes do they have, but how many mice do they have to feed the snakes?
Right.
And that made me itch all over my body.
Thanks for the call.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. One of Ted's best buddies is going off to the military, going to boot camp. So he asked him, hey, can you watch my snake? It's about 10 weeks. I'll be gone. That's all I need. And he was like, yeah, of course. You know, he's a hero. Anything to help his friend. Only one problem. He didn't mention it to Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, they live together. This is a 7-foot boa constrictor that's going to be living in their house. I mean, it's great that you offer up the, you know, to help your friend out, especially when they go away. Here's the one thing I know. I know a lot of guys that served, a lot of girls, too, and that have all served in the military. They go, plans change. You go to basic, right? You get out, and then you got different orders, or you're going to be living here or living there or whatever. You know, you didn't sign up to have a boa constrictor as a roommate.
No, Georgia just has a 7-foot snake.
It just lives there now. She's like, I never even liked them.
Yeah, but Ted says it's only temporary, and also, like, you don't have to feed it. You don't have to do anything. I'll take care of everything. Is she overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on Georgia's side. I'm on the wife's side. I mean, I have a phobia for snakes, but, you know, you live with her, you know, you got to respect her wishes as well. Even though you may know your friend longer, you didn't marry your friend.
I mean, when you offer to bring a living creature into your house, like, you got to have a discussion with whoever you live with.
100%.
I mean, right. I mean, yeah. Pretty straightforward.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Just because it's downstairs in the laundry room doesn't mean it's not going to get out. No, he should have asked her first.
That's what I'm saying. People aren't recognizing the fact that these things actually do get out. They get out a lot.
I don't think a lot.
No, they do.
I don't know about that. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on her side totally. My husband had a snake while we were dating. Luckily, it died before we got married because I told him there's no way I was living in a house with a snake.
Just
and it was only a foot long.
I mean, I don't want to rejoice in the thing's death, but you didn't kill it, right?
She said, thank God it died.
No, but you prayed for it. You prayed for its demise. Thank you for the call.
Oh, man.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Georgia, our audience agreed with you. Ted, you should have checked with her before you just agreed to take a snake, especially a 7-foot snake.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. It's like, you know, we're in a relationship. Like, we should have talked about this. Maybe if we had talked about it. But even if we had talked about it, just no. No 7-foot snake that I'm living with. No.
Well, we're going to have to figure something out because the snake stands.
I mean, your friend's going to have to figure something out. He's the one that joined the military, man. He's the one that got the snake. Do you know how many snakes get out of their cages, their enclosures? I mean, do you know how many? It's like a lot.
You don't know.
Oh, I hear about it all the time. There's always some news story where the snake's in the wall or in the roof or something like that. Forget it. There was just one out locally. You don't remember that story?
No.
It was like a 7-foot boa wandering across the street.
Slithering.
This ain't a jungle.
Not wandering, slithering.
I'm going to show you that article right
Snakes
now.
Snakes don't have legs.
I can't believe you missed it.
Oh, my gosh. Ted, I'm sorry. You're going to have to tell your buddy that the snake's got to go somewhere else, okay?
I'll figure something out.
Or you could go live in his apartment or wherever he lives while he's gone and
perfect.
Take care of the snake. That's perfect. Go every day. Just take care of the snake there. I mean,
perfect.
I feel like it doesn't need to be in your house.
Okay, we'll figure something out.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot is $900 today. It's powered by HelloFresh. This holiday season, let HelloFresh send you everything you need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. All right, Jason, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Jason.
All right, Jason.
Thank you.
$900 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to win some money?
Yep.
All right, number one, Jay-Z joined Instagram, and he is the only person that Beyonce follows. But he deleted the account after he promoted his new movie. It wasn't even 24 hours. How many children do Jay-Z and Beyonce have together?
3.
Number 2, Airbnb is staging an apartment to look like Carrie Bradshaw's brownstone that someone will be able to rent for $23 a night. What streaming network will host the Sex and the City revival?
HBO Max.
Number 3, Ariana Grande has been cast to play Glinda in the Wicked movie that Universal is creating. Who was the original Glinda on Broadway in the original Wicked run?
Idina Menzel.
Number 4, Tommy Lee and John Travolta posted a TikTok where they were randomly baking cookies and brownies on a Wednesday night. What Nabisco cookie is the best-selling brand cookie in America?
Chocolate chip.
And number 5, Billie Eilish and Kacey Musgraves will guest star on Sesame Street. Elmo has a goldfish for a pet. What's her name?
Dorothy.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Jason got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Jay. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Jay-Z joined Instagram, and he's the only person that Beyonce follows. But after 24 hours, he deleted the Instagram account after he promoted his new movie that he's producing.
Okay.
How many children do they have together?
Well, they have 3.
Yes. Airbnb is staging an apartment to look like Carrie Bradshaw's brownstone that someone will be able to rent for $23 a night.
I saw that. That's pretty cool.
What streaming network will host the Sex and the City revival?
HBO Max is bringing them back.
Yes. Number 3, Ariana Grande has been cast to play Glinda in the Wicked movie that Universal is creating. Who is the original Glinda on Broadway in the original Wicked run?
Is it Idina Menzel?
No, she was the other witch. Mm. Yeah, Kristen Chenoweth was the witch I'm looking for.
Yeah, I should have maybe known that.
How come I can't remember her name right now? Falba?
Elphaba.
That's it.
Elphaba. Okay.
Number 4, Tommy Lee and John Travolta posted a TikTok where they were randomly baking cookies and brownies on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
What Nabisco cookie is the best-selling brand cookie in America?
Chips Ahoy.
No, Oreos.
Oh, come on!
You need this last one to beat tie Jason. Otherwise, Jason is going to win $900.
Okay.
Billie Eilish and Kacey Musgraves will guest star on Sesame Street. Elmo has a goldfish for a pet. What's her name?
Goldie?
No, it's Dorothy.
Wow.
Congratulations, Jason. You just won $900.
Awesome.
Yes.
Man, I wasn't ready for a Broadway question.
Oh, my gosh. I love when you lose on a Friday. It feels so good inside, Raven.
All right, relax yourself. Monday, we're going to start over again. Congratulations, Jason. $900.
Thank
That's
you.
Pretty good. Right in time for the holidays.
Indeed. It's Jason, and I just beat Raven.
$900.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.